Oh, it's getting better every day. It's not fully healed, but it's getting better.
Just talk about like this year for you. Like, there were some strides for the organization, but for you personally, it just seems like you were able to elevate your game and your role.
Yeah, I felt like I, you know, first 5 games or so, I started off well, and then I just, you know, had some struggles there for a month or so, and tough end of October, most of November was a tough stretch for me. I personally struggled a lot, and, you know, it was just mentally I couldn't find my game, and then, you know, the team struggled too, so I didn't help either. So, but then, you know, along the way there, I found a way to get better, and I felt after end of November, I just got better and better as the season went on.
Any big sort of light bulb moment where things changed for you, or was it just like a gradual process where it started to come together?
I just remember, you know, when we were in the farthest trip there against LA, I just felt like, I think it was second, third period there, I just started skating with Park more, making more plays. I just felt like, oh, this is how I can play. And then, you know, I ended the game with a nice pass to Cam there to win the game. And I felt like after that, just that's where it started taking off.
Michael, there's strides that you guys have taken, but you're not a playoff team. How do you get there?
I think we got to keep improving. You know, the way we play after Christmas will for sure take us playoff next year. I don't know exactly the record after Christmas, but it's got to be pretty good. And I felt like we made some big progress this year. And, you know, we're not happy we didn't make the playoffs. But, you know, we, as I said, we made a lot of good things this year. And especially after Christmas, we play some really good hockey. You know, it's a lot of games where we're down, you know, 3 goals going in third or something like that, and we never give up. We win those games, and we're up games going in third, and we still won those games early in the year where we struggled holding leads at home and stuff like that. So, and, you know, it's a tough, tight season. It was, we almost broke a record, I think, if we did with those 49 one-goal games. And, you know, if we won just a few more of those, we would have been in the mix. And, you know, that's how it goes. So, you know, coming in next year, we got to find a way right away to be, you know, one of the best teams right away, and find a way to win games early on, because you know, that sets the way for the season.
Michael, I know you haven't had a lot of time to think about this, but on a personal level, to have the type of season you had, does it feel any different now going into the summer?
I'm really excited for the summer. You know, I had a good season, but I'm not as satisfied. I reached those goals I set for myself before the season, but still I'm not 100% satisfied. We didn't make the playoffs, so I can't be 100% satisfied. And I don't know, I just, overall I felt like I took a big step, but, you know, I want to get even better. And, you know, I just, I want to, every year, I want to get better every day, and just keep pushing myself. I'm that kind of person who's never really satisfied.
I have two parts to this, but have you been asked to go to Worlds, and would your hand allow you to if you were?
Yeah, I've been asked, and I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to go, unless they're, you know, the hand takes longer than it's supposed to, but it's supposed to, you know, he'll get better every day. And we don't play a game until May 1st in Stockholm, and so it's it should be fine, and, you know, I'm really excited to go.
Back in September, what were your expectations for this team, and how will they change going into next September?
Expectations of the team was, you know, a shock to the league, and coming in and, you know, play some good hockey, exciting hockey, and that's, you know, we had a great start and then we slowed off, but the expectations were higher. We wanted to make the playoffs, and going into next year again, it's going to be the same expectation. We want to make the playoffs, and, you know, when you get there, you never know what's going to happen, so, you know, nothing less accepted than playoffs next year.
What do you need to do, I guess, to prepare this offseason to come into next season playing the way you did to close it out?
Well, it's, you know, mentally I just got to think the same way I did in the end, and, you know, keep that swagger and cockiness that I had the second half of the, you know, the season, and, you know, keep playing the way I know I can play, and, you know, don't sit back and think too much, just go out and have fun, and then, you know, just got to keep working out and get, you know, quicker, faster, stronger, everything, and then, you know, I'm going to break down my game and see what I can, you know, look at video and stuff like that, and try and prove things on the ice too in summer.
I want to ask you about Mark Giordano, and when he was named captain back in September, you sort of knew what you were getting out of the leadership front, but did he even surprise you a little bit maybe this year with how he embraced the role?
Well, he had a great year. I expect that from him. He, since I got here, has been a leader the whole time, and obviously now when he was a guy, he can, you know, blossom even more out. You know, I don't know how to say it, but, you know, he took the role and he did a great job. He was a great captain. He works so hard every day, and he's a great leader for the whole group, and he's an awesome guy outside the ring too.
Do you look to him and sort of learn from him, and as you sort of embrace a leadership role of your own?
Yeah, I'm trying to, get better too. And he's a guy you can look up to. He's, as I said, a great guy off the ice, and he always works hard in the gym, on the ice, every practice, every game. He's very, dedicated to hockey. So that's something everybody can take after.
When Monahan got here, no one really knew what to expect. What did he do in his first year that impressed you?
Well, he's one of the best goal scorers in tight for sure. When he has a puck in tight around the goal, he starts to score, and that's really something that impressed me.
And about the adjustment too, straight from junior as a teenager to
NHL. Yeah, that's
not easy.
No, it's not easy at all. And he had a great season. He did a great job. He's very mature for his age, and right away when I met him, I could feel that he was very mature even in camp. He had a good camp, and he was he wasn't shy or anything, like some guys can sometimes be, a little shy. I was, when I got here, I was a little too shy at first, and maybe that's why it took me a little longer to make the team compared to him. He was coming here and he took a role right away and wanted to, make the team and wasn't sitting back or, watching other guys. He was, he took charge right away.